Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
TGIF sports fans, hey, welcome into Sports Daily. It's Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester. We are glad to be with you here on a Friday, getting you ready for the weekend. Max Powers producing. He's got the phone line at 869-1240. If you're listening to us on KFH right now, if you're watching us on your video stream, it's easy. You just leave your comments right there. Facebook, YouTube, X, you can do that. All those places. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks to those of you who email us from time to time. Had a great listener email me yesterday, Tommy, with some golf tips on how I can take care of business today out on the course. Tommy and I are heading out to Crestview, where it's always great to go play golf, but we're getting pretty close to perfect weather. It might be a little chillier than we thought. We're going to go play. We're going to go put it on the line today. So thanks to that listener for the tips. It'll be fun. Can't wait for that. You can also listen to us on our app. So if you don't have the Odyssey app, or if you're a listener to the show and you want to hear something, but you're in your car, you can't get out. The Odyssey app, we podcast the show out every day. So no matter where you are, when you're listening, you can listen to the show. You can do that through the Odyssey app. You just search for KFH. You'll find us right there. And you can also leave us your voice messages right there on the app that we can take out over the air. So lots of different ways to interact with the show. We're going to give away some HTO today. Keep you refreshed on a sunny weekend with some delicious iced tea. By the way, thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up with some nice coffee this morning. Up late a little bit working last night, Tommy. You sent me a message, by the way. Good morning. How are you? Like, man. Baseball ended in the daytime. Like, I don't know what to do with my night. And I had the same boat, but I came down here to my office and started working, and I flipped it on. I watched a little NBA playoffs, and I was in for a treat because I got the end of the Knicks-Pistons game, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, that was a great end to a game, and you know, Jalen Brunson, moving the Knicks forward and getting them to the next round. So, yeah, pretty exciting. I didn't know what to do with myself because you know the Royals played day baseball yesterday, and my Braves were off, so my two teams that I follow weren't on TV last night. So I didn't really know how to do it. as well. Going back to what you had mentioned before about golf, I'm looking forward to getting out and playing golf with you. However, I must say, you don't look like you're ready for golf today. You look like you're going to go refinish some cabinets. You've got your inner Bob yeah. Vila that you're, you know, dressed as today.
Mind games. Got a lot of stuff to do here before we get out to the course.
Looks like you're about to go host a home remodeling show on PBS today. If you're watching our video stream, you'll know what I'm talking about. Jacob's rocking the, you know, multicolored flannel. Max calls it your Al Borland look today on the video stream.
I appreciate that because I'm the least handy person on the planet, maybe. Like, I can run a screwdriver pretty good. But, you know, I've got a guy for most of these things. But, yeah, look, I'll be perfectly honest. I was like, oh, I'll go, you know, I'll go throw on the golf polo for golf later this afternoon with Tommy, talk a little trash. And then I looked and I was like, eh, it's a little chilly outside.
Well,
for
right
that.
Now it's 55 degrees. It's going to get up to go back the 70s flannel. Today. It's going to be nice.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. But I've, in the chaos of trying to get my kids ready for school and everything else, I was like, nah, flannel it is. It's a little chilly down in the basement. We're going to ride. Don't you worry about it. Maybe I'll show up to our golf game in this. Maybe I'll show up to our golf game without a shirt on. It's all mind games.
I mean, I feel like, you know, we need to, at some point in the show, you're going to tell me, you know, about the charming characteristics of a mid-century modern house. That's, you know, that's the way you're dressed today.
We're of that age. Listen, if we need to go HGTV on it, we can. It's been a while. You know, we've been in the same house for a while. I haven't flipped on the old middle-aged white people programming in a while.
Well, I gotta say, like that, this is an advantage for the folks that are watching us on our video stream. You get some things that you don't normally get if you're just listening to us on the radio. Like, you don't know the way Jacob and I are dressed, and Jacob today is that flannel. It's something. It's a lot of different colors. I'll tell you that much. You
know, it's good that nobody sees before. So here, let's. If you want full honesty on why the flannel is rocking today, right now at this moment, it's because. So in the morning, like I'm getting my kids ready for school. My wife opens HTO. You should stop by and say hi in the mornings. So I'm getting the kids ready. Everything's going good. And I get down here and I get everything set up and I look and I'm like, oh crap, I'm in my white undershirt that I slept in last night. That's probably not going to be a good look. So I ran upstairs with about 2 minutes before the show and grabbed the first thing I could. And it was this flannel. If you want full transparency,
I mean, it kind of, to be honest, it kind of looks like a cornucopia threw up all over your body.
I don't know why you're hating on this flannel. I love this shirt.
I'm not hating. I'm just, it's a lot of different, you know, fall color tones. Like, you know, it looked like a nice drive through the forest in the, you know, in New England in October.
Like I'm in Vermont. No,
yeah,
I get it.
That's what it looks like right now.
Yeah, I get it. You don't like flannel. Well, let's just get it out of the way right now, you style boy.
I don't think I own any flannel. I'm not sure I own any shirt that is anywhere near close to that.
Well, that would be a personal problem, and I'm happy to work with you on that problem. You have plenty of golf wear, though, and we can just segue right in off the top. I don't know if 3570 has any flannel. We can work on that. They should.
I know they're getting ready to release some quarter zips, but probably not in that color scheme that you're wearing today, which is probably, you know, for the best. We really appreciate 3570 Golf Company for being a partner of Sports Daily. Today I'm wearing the Kanza golf shirt, which I'll be wearing out on the golf course later today with you in our match today. So that'll be fun. The really cool thing about 3570 Golf Co. is that you can follow along with their entire journey, their entire process in growing this golf apparel brand based right here in Wichita for the heartland, for the Midwest, for this part of the country. If you follow them on social, it's really cool. Dan and Katie Winters, they're the owners of 3570 Golf Company. And, you know, Dan is a golf professional and Katie was a former accountant. And they decided they wanted to launch this golf brand. The really cool thing is that it was out of their home. Like, they launched it out of their house here in Wichita. They've had, you know, some storage units to store their merchandise and things like that. And I follow them on social, and they're moving to a new facility. They're growing enough to where they've outgrown their home and the storage units, and they're moving to a new facility. So really cool to watch their journey and watch this entire golf brand grow. And we love them being a part of the program. You can check out all the apparel that they have, the shirts, the hoodies, the head covers, the hats, 35x70golfco.com. Use the promo code Tommy today and get 10% off your order.
There you go. easy as that. And you'll look as good as Tommy looks
you
today. Will.
You look a lot better than you do today. I'll tell you that.
Really bothered by my flannel shirt. And it makes me wonder why I don't wear flannel more
often. It's May. It's the beginning of May. It's not October 15th. Like, we're not getting into the fall harvest right now. Like,
I didn't know you needed a pumpkin patch. A style calendar. It's 55 degrees outside.
You're not going apple picking in New Hampshire this weekend, are you?
Could you put in a document the appropriate seasons for what I should wear?
I don't even know. Like, I know very little about style, but I can tell you that color scheme in May, it's not working for you.
Okay, that's fine. I love this shirt now. I'm going to wear it every day. Take a side out there on the video stream. Is my flannel shirt appropriate for May 2nd when it's 55 degrees outside? You decide. You can leave us your comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. I know Max has my back.
Max is the
Rick
one that
has
called
my
it.
Back. There it is.
Max called it the Al Borland look, so I'm not sure Max has your back on this.
Thanks, Rick. Says flannel's great. Wore one the other day to work. That's what I'm talking
Yikes.
About. Rick.
Hope you didn't get made fun of at work, Rick.
We'll be back. More Sports Daily right after.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back to Fashion Advice with Tommy Caster. I'm Jacob Albrock, just along for the ride. We've got a caller on the line who wants to know if it's okay to wear jeans to church. Tommy?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, thanks.
We don't actually have a caller on the line about jeans to church, do we?
No.
No, okay, you were making that up. Okay.
We do not. Look, we've got a poll up. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Look, I'm willing to give you as much help as you need between your Hawaiian shirt obsession, your flannel in May.
We're dangerously close to Hawaiian shirt weather.
I am here.
You're going to get your fair share.
I am here to serve. I'm here to help. I'm here to assist.
I've added three more to the collection since we've been to Hawaii.
You are one step away from socks with sandals territory. You are just
there. I'm not there. I don't believe in that wholeheartedly. I don't like it. Unless I'm trying to embarrass the kid when I leave on my long dress socks and shorts and a white undershirt and I wear sandals like out to the mailbox while the kids are playing to embarrass them. But no, I'm not socks and sandals, not socks and Crocs, which is the new thing. Don't own a pair of Crocs. Never will. I don't think. Shouldn't say never.
I can see you rocking a pair of Crocs and really enjoying it.
I just can't do it. I got a poll up, I think. I tried to put a poll up during the break there. Is it okay to wear flannel in May 2nd when it's 55 degrees outside? Pretty simple question. Didn't realize this was a big controversy. Right now, three votes are, we've got a 100% yes vote going right now. So, I think you're going to be in trouble on this one. I do. I don't think most men care what, you know, they're wearing. But,
no, you know, they whatever. Look like you. I'm all about free will. Like, you're more than welcome to do whatever the hell you want. It doesn't mean that it is good for you to do that. But hey, look, if you want to, I mean, you're going to rock it. You're not going to change it. And you're going to dig your heels in and that's fine. I mean, more power to you. You look like an idiot, but that's okay. I mean, if you want to look like an idiot, then own it.
I do. And all the idiots out there who agree with me that it's perfectly fine in 55 degree weather to wear a flannel shirt, we'll rally, baby.
Really, and honestly, like, let me be clear. It's not really about the flannel specifically. It's the colors, again, look like a fall harvest threw up all over you. That's the thing. We're in, like, it gets me, I feel like you need to have some apple cider, you know, maybe go on a hay rack ride while you're wearing that flannel. And it's just not, for me, like, I'm looking forward to, you know, we're in springtime now. Summer's right around the corner. To me, the color scheme doesn't really work. But hey, look, you do you. You do you, man.
My wife bought me this shirt. I'm going to tell her you said this. You can deal with that. And you know, there it is. All right, let's get into the sports, though. Let's talk Royals first, because they're streaking. 9 of 10, Tommy. They do finally wake up the bats a little bit yesterday. 8 runs scored in the game. I laughed afterward. I was like, I don't want to complain about 8 hits, but it was, I mean, about 8 runs, but it was 8 runs on 15 hits. Like, they're still, you know, they're not capitalizing on everything, but you'll obviously take 8 runs. And I do think the offense is waking up a little bit because some of the key contributors to it are waking up a little bit. Vinny Pasquantino continues to hit the ball hard. A few of them fell yesterday. Mikel Garcia continues this unbelievable season, really. We've talked about it a little bit. Dude, at 3-for-5 yesterday, 3 stolen bases. Like, he's everywhere right now. Bobby Witt Jr. kind of snapped the home run drought, extends the hitting streak. Would it have been a home run in most parks? Probably not, but you take it when you can get it. And look, it's 8 runs. I think the biggest concern is Salvador Perez, who's absolutely heating up. Had another double yesterday, had to leave the game with hip soreness. So that's the top storyline we watch out of Thursday's game. To me, it's not the 9 out of 10 wins. It's not that it's what's going on with Salvi there, and is he okay? I think it happened when he was legging out that double, but we need to watch that pretty closely because he's been one of the main reasons they're kind of picking it up a little bit here lately.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, for sure. I mean, I feel like the key contributors really were able to make things happen. I think it, you know, you look at, like, Bobby Witt's stat line, and, you know, he hit a home run early in the game. It was a rocket to right field, opposite field homer for Bobby Witt early in the game. That was great. you know, he finishes 1-for-3, which doesn't look all that impressive, but he added 2 walks. And so, you know, drove in 3 runs. That was huge. I thought Jonathan India at the top of the lineup, yes. I know he was 1-for-4, but he walked twice and got on base multiple times. I thought that was good to see at the top of the lineup. And then even at the bottom of the lineup, Fermin and Drew Waters, like, I felt like overall that was probably maybe the most complete offensive game we've seen from the Royals all season long. You know, you got to go back all the way to the very beginning of the season to find a game that rivals this one. But it was good to see from basically top to bottom of the lineup them kind of be able to break out a little bit. I mean, I even feel like offensively the Royals were able to be more effective than they even were in the Rockies series against a really bad Colorado team. And so I think it means more against a team like the Rays, who I know have struggled lately, but, you know, still they're a better team than the Rockies are, no doubt about it. That was good to see, and hopefully they found something that clicks and they can have that carry over now into the Baltimore series.
Yeah, I think it will, and I think it can. Baltimore's really struggling to pitch right now, and the Royals pitching, and I don't want to overlook Seth Lugo, we can get to him in a minute, was great again yesterday. But that's a pretty impressive streak. You brought up Jonathan India. We talked about him a lot yesterday. And it is very pleasing to just sort of see him out there running around, active on, but that's what they need. Like, it's got to be more than simply only getting on base, but that's got to be where it starts. And whatever it takes, that sort of mentality. Again, if he just, like, the Royals just hope he does what he kind of always does, right? Like, he just needs to be what he always is, and they'll be very happy with their return on investment because it'll mean a lot for this offense. You go back and you look at last year, Tommy, he was just a .248 hitter, right? He wasn't doing all that much, but he got on base at a high clip, .358. He's done that kind of his whole career, right? He's never been an average guy. He's been kind of league average in OPS. He has a little bit of pop. You know, he's got some pop. We haven't seen that yet, but he's got some. But it'll be, you know, if he can do what he's done getting on base over his career, he's going to score a ton of runs in this offense. And that's what they, you know, it's what they had to have last year. Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't want to hit up there. So give Bobby Witt Jr. a chance to drive somebody in. And that's what Jonathan India has got enough speed that he can, even if he's on first and Bobby doubles or something. So his is a little more nuanced than just like, man, the dudes can't get any hits. It is strictly, can he get on base? I mean, that is why he's here. And so games like yesterday are perfect for him.
I really felt like he was more patient at the plate yesterday too than really when he's kind of been struggling over the last couple of weeks. You know, not being super patient at the plate, swinging at pitches out of the zone, swinging early in a count, that sort of thing. And I felt like yesterday, and of course, you know, he was able to work 2 walks and get a hit, got on base 3 times. I thought he was much more disciplined and much more patient at the plate. And I know it helps when you've got a lead and when you're able to, you know, kind of extend that out a little bit, then you can sort of sit back and pick your spot. But I thought India was able to do that better than what we've seen lately. I'd like to see that carry on also. I hope that we continue to see this Jonathan India at the top of the lineup where he's patient, let the pitches come to him, work walks when he needs to get on base, to set the table for Bobby Witt Jr., Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez. So I think that helps a lot. And I think it also helps too when you look at the bottom of the lineup and Freddie Fermin and Drew Waters are both 2-for-5 in the game. And so they're getting on base in front of Jonathan India in the game when the lineup card turns over again. I think that's obviously beneficial for sure when you've got the bottom part of your lineup that's coming through also. It's wild to me, and I know that you've brought this up a couple different times. It's wild to me that Drew Waters is still batting 9th in this lineup. I would put him higher at this point. But I guess also, if I'm sure the thought process had been, okay, if Jonathan India is struggling to get on base in the one hole, then if you can get number 9 on base, then at least that helps also for Bobby Witt Jr. to drive them in.
Well, I think with Drew Waters, that was more desperation until like Vinny Pasquantino gets it figured out, because they just, it's not like long-term, I don't think that's the best, because Drew Waters has been trying to get to this level for long enough that you don't want to mess with it too much. I get that. And yes, if Jonathan India ever, you know, does decide to put a little juice in it, which he can. He's averages like 15 home runs a year. So he's got some pop. But if that ever comes, then he can become a run driver inner too. And that's helpful. If Pasquantino can continue to hit the ball hard and do the things he's doing, yeah, I do kind of like having Waters down in line, because you don't want to mess with it, right? You don't want to mess with it. Now, if Pasquantino doesn't, like if yesterday was an aberration and he continues to struggle like he has, that's where I think a guy like Drew Waters makes some sense there, just because he's always doing something, right? He's always like it doesn't feel like right now anyway, he's going to come up and just have a really bad at bat. And they've had way too many bad at bats in key spots this year. Hopefully, Vinny's fine. Hopefully, he's got it figured out. And him hitting the ball hard lately is a good sign of things to come. And they'll be okay. Pitching wise, another really nice performance. Seth Lugo, they let him pitch through the sixth, where he got in just a little bit of trouble, but he was really good again. Six strong innings. Lynch, who hadn't pitched in a while, needed an inning. He was good. Zerpa was, you know, he had a little traffic out there against kind of where he is. And then Stratton came in, and it was probably Stratton's best performance of the year. But that's your cleanup crew. Stratton is right now. Zerpa's kind of fringy. I know you feel better about him. I still don't quite trust him. Not when you've got Lynch and Urseg and Estevez, and now Schreiber's pitching really well. I've got Zerpa middle relief at best right now, but you know, he had a scoreless inning
yesterday. Yeah, look, I don't think he's locked down. Like he's not pitching at the level that
well,
he did.
Well, I guess question is more, does he factor into high leverage at all? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, the game, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it wasn't overly high leverage when he was in yesterday. I mean, it wasn't
high leverage at all.
Yeah, the Royals had, you know, a pretty solid
lead. No, it wasn't high leverage. I'm saying like when he pitches, I'm still not like if I'm putting him in a pecking order, it's like fifth right now. So right now, like for me, he's not in a high leverage spot. Like he's still useful, right? He's a lefty. He's been there. He's been in a lot of situations. I think he has great value to the team. I think it's not a bad thing for the Royals that all these other guys have stepped up. Honestly, it's probably a good development.
Yeah, and look, I think that, you know, when you've got the luxury of having guys on the back end of that bullpen that have been elite and locked down, and, you know, they're not, you know, giving up a lot of traffic, they're not having issues when they come in for the most part, then yeah, like you're going to see Zerpa's role kind of diminish over time, especially with the terrible start that he had. To his credit, though, and yeah, I don't think I trust him in super high leverage situations yet, but to his credit, he has worked that ERA down. Over the last, probably 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, it was a pretty abysmal start to the season for him. And he started off in a big time hole ERA-wise and whip-wise. And he's been able to work that down over time. There was a moment where Cutrero wasn't using him at all. You know, it was like he was unusable out of that pen. And since that time, you know, I think that Q has shown, hey, he's going to try to go to him and have him work through these issues. And Zerpa has paid that off. He's had, you know, some pretty solid outings, not without traffic, right? Like not without some minor issues here and there. But I like that strategy of, you know, because I'm sure that there's probably some confidence that has to be brought back and built back up and that sort of thing. And so I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that role, you know, that he's in right now, especially when you have the luxury of having those other guys in the bullpen behind you.
I just bring him up because, like, man, and I don't want to overreact to this 9 out of 10 because I do think the Royals are streaky. I've said that 100 times. If they're not, though, like if they're not streaky and they find consistency in their offense, sky's the limit. They're still not really catching a lot of love, like in the metrics and, you know, the odds makers or anything like that. But if you go look right now, like CBS, for instance, has them only projected out to 77 wins still. I don't know, and I'll look at their futures odds and see if they've changed at all since the beginning of the season. I can't remember what I got them at. What did I get them at? I think I got them at 30-1. It's really interesting because they're not quite catching the love yet. Yeah, you can get them at 40-1 now, so you can get them a little better. Which I would, by the way, if I didn't already have a bet on him, I would jump on that. What is it that you see? Like, if you're analyzing baseball from an app, like, what are you seeing that doesn't make you really like this team? That's what I can't quite figure out. Like, what is it that's not getting people on board with this? They're the hottest team in baseball. Is it just because of that slow start, that bad stretch? Maybe if you look and it's a lack of offense. But again, there's no context there. We know it's a lack of offense, but we don't think that's long standing. It's interesting. 40-1. Their odds have dropped since before the season. That really surprises me when you see the way they've pitched.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's obviously the lack of offense. I mean, they're even after the game yesterday, they're still one of the worst offenses in Major League Baseball. But what you don't, really look at just at surface level is that their pitching is phenomenal. I mean, it's almost flawless, especially from the starting rotation. I think here's one thing that's really interesting for me. When you go back and you look at the way the Royals have played this season, they're two games over 500. We know that they're the hottest team in baseball, all of that. But really the key recipe for success outside of just the pitching specifically is that they're getting out in front early in games. You have to go all the way back to April 13th when they played Cleveland at the very beginning of that long road trip. The Royals won 4-2. Cleveland got out to a 2-0 lead after two innings, and then the Royals were able to come back and win. That's the last time that the Royals won a game when the opponent scored first. Their losses, the opponents have scored first, and they haven't been able to come back. So you have to go back a long way to see. You don't even really want to call that a comeback win because it was only a couple of innings early in the game when Cleveland got out to a lead and then Kansas City tied it and then took the lead. But this team is not built right now or equipped to be able to come from behind. We've talked about that before. So it's been key for them to get out to leads early, to score in early innings. That's what makes the leadoff spot with Jonathan India so important. That's what makes the entire top of the lineup so important for Kansas City. Get runners on, drive them in the first couple innings in the game, and then let your starting pitching do the work for you. Prop them up a little bit, give them a little bit of run support, and they will come through. They will follow through for you. They've done that basically all season long. But as soon as you get into a position where the other team, they get out to a lead, and I know Tampa Bay had they scored first, but that was not withstanding, like long withstanding either. I think that that's going to be the key Achilles heel for this team is if they fall behind early to have the offensive firepower to try to come back.
Yeah, Tampa did get out to a 1-0 lead yesterday. It was short lived. I'm with you, and it allows you the other thing it lets you do is know that back end of the bullpen is looming, right? Like the way that the Royals pitching is going right now, it's not just the starters. It's just that okay, you got to get to these starters who are all pitching well. But man, if they got a lead on that back end, even if they can get you through five, it's going to be really tough. And that psychological warfare, it's not there yet for the Royals, but it could be long term if this back end keeps it up. I really do believe that. I think it's a good point too. You get the Royals at 16-1, Tommy, just to win the American League if you don't like seeing the Dodgers out there on the horizon. But no respect yet in the markets for the Royals and what they're doing. If you're going to get in on the Royals, the getting's good now. I don't think it's going to stay that way much longer. Because I think they're going to win a bunch of games. They're certainly going to win more than the 75 or 77 that they're being projected, at least in my opinion. But they play again today in Baltimore. You'll hear it, I believe. Well, we've got Shocker Baseball tonight at 5:45 against East Carolina. So the Royals will be back. Maybe they'll keep it going. Maybe it can be, 12 out of 13? No. Yeah, 12 out of 13. Yeah,
they're 9-10 right now.
How about that? We said 11-5. They're not through it yet. They still get to come home as part of that 11-5 for the White Sox series. Let's talk a little NBA here, Tommy. Let's start with the game itself last night. And I didn't stay up late enough to watch the end of the Clippers and the Nuggets. It looked like it was another good game. That's been a fun series. But man, I did watch the end of that Knicks series. And right when the Pistons looked like they were going to take it to seven, they'd built a big lead with, I don't know, three or four minutes to go. The Knicks kind of crawl their way back. And Jalen Brunson, look, they call him the clutch player of the year. That was as sick a crossover. And once he crossed him over and got, you knew he was going to make it. Like, what can you believe? Like, that guy has become that guy in the NBA. Like, he's that guy that you just don't feel like is ever going to miss a big shot. And that's just so cool to see from him. The Knicks, I don't know how much of a chance they have to win a title. but he's a great story. And that was an excellent end to a basketball game.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that Jalen Brunson, it was smart for the Knicks to put the ball in his hands. Sure. When it mattered the most. I mean, like, he had 40 points in the game. He's been putting up points in droves during the course of this series for sure. But I think the fact that when it mattered the most in the most clutch moment, I mean, he was able to get the ball. I think that was number one, huge. And then number two, be able to have it pay off. And so if I'm Tom Thibodeau, if I'm the Knicks moving forward, I mean, the game plan, is it anything other than just give the ball to Jalen Brunson and let him work?
I mean, late in a game, give it to him and let him work. I don't have a problem with that because he's one of the best in the business at doing it. And it's good. I don't know how sustainable it is over long term. I'm not the right person to answer that. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Knicks basketball this season, which is very little to none before, you know, like this series. But like, I give it a shot. Anyway, he's an excellent player. If you're looking for a player to watch and you're trying to latch on to something, he is outstanding and fun to watch. A couple other storylines that have been big in the NBA. This Giannis Antetokounmpo and Tyrese Halliburton's dad beef. The NBA loves its beef, right? They had beef after a game. I think honestly it's getting blown up a little bit. I think it was accidental beef. I think it was in the moment beef. I think everything's probably fine. The dad was happy, started yelling. Giannis was there. And so it was like, all right, you're entering my atmosphere. You're going to feel it here. And so he kind of yelled at him and he said a cuss word, I guess. And Giannis didn't like it. And Giannis let him know he didn't like it. And it's okay. Like, cooler heads prevailed here. I think it's a potential distraction the Pacers probably just don't want, which is why you'll see Halliburton's dad now not show up to games, I believe has been what's been decided. Like, he's not going to be it anymore. But big picture, I never thought this was that big a deal, Tommy, because I guess I get it. Like, I get how this could happen in that moment. And it's just like, well, from both sides, like, I get why Giannis would be a little extra sensitive there. And I get why this dude's fired up for his son and his son's team.
You know, I also wonder, like, how much of this with Giannis is the, you know, really not actually directed at Tyrese Halliburton's dad, but more about this situation in general. I mean, you know, is the Giannis era in Milwaukee done? What's the next step for him? Where's he going to go? Will he leave Milwaukee? Not. Like all of that speculation has already started. And there's a lot of smoke, you know, surrounding that. And so I wonder if, you know, look, Giannis is probably frustrated overall that, you know, the Bucks haven't been able to carry on and they're going to go home. And now all this speculation is going to begin. And it just so happened that, you know, Halliburton's dad got involved in something he probably shouldn't have and became kind of the focal point of Giannis's frustration boiled over. And so I do have to keep that in mind as well. I think that's an important piece of context that, yeah, in the moment, in the heat of the moment, those two guys got into it. That's unfortunate. You never want to see the father of a player get into it with the guy on the other team. Like, that's not cool. That doesn't look good. It doesn't work out well. All of that stuff. But I think there's other context too, where frustrations are probably starting to boil over for Giannis and the Bucks in general. Like, that window, that championship window for Milwaukee is pretty much closed at this point, I think.
Yeah, he's got his title there. I don't like this. It would be one thing if it was like a inept front office, and they maybe made some coach firings they shouldn't have. But as far as the roster goes, like, they brought in Dame, right? Like, it's not like they're not trying or not doing things that we all can't sort of get on board with, making bad decisions. Like, Dame got hurt. I don't like that we have to have these discussions. Giannis has fulfilled his time there, but he's under a contract. And if Milwaukee decides they want to trade him to rebuild, and maybe I'm being unfair by what I'm about to say, like, that's one thing, but I am sick of players demanding trades when they're not winning, right? Like, again, it's one thing if your team's not trying to win. Like, if I was a Mavericks player, I'm not gonna be mad at any of them, right, for demanding a trade after what they're the crap they just pulled. But the Bucks are trying, and in the NBA, like, I just always am like, could you imagine Kobe losing and then be like, that's it, I need a trade? Or Michael Jordan? No, they'd have been like, hell no, like, we're gonna win here. Like, we just, like, I don't know. I get tired of that part of the NBA a little bit now, and it's happening in football to some degree too. But if you're a star like Giannis is, and it's not contractual, right? And his is not. The team is trying to win. Like, shouldn't you be the person that's saying, we'll do whatever it takes to win? Because I don't, like, Kevin Durant ran away from Oklahoma City because he could never get it done there. And that's never left him, by the way. Like, LeBron, yeah, he went and played with his buddies, but he has his title in Cleveland. He has all this other stuff. He doesn't have to worry about that. But that never left a dude like KD. Like, yeah, you went and joined a super team that was already winning titles. Good for you, right? Giannis has his in Milwaukee, and he'll never do that, but he's too good a player to be in this I need out category. Like, when you're the super superstars, you should be more inclined to stay put and win where you're at, because that adds to your legacy. I don't even like that we're having this conversation.
Well, I mean, I think that you have to also figure out and decide, is that championship window fully closed? I think we can all, hopefully, I at least would say, maybe we can all agree that the window is at least shrinking. Like, it's not where it was last year, the year before, like that sort of thing, when they won their championship. But the question becomes, is it fully closed, or is it, as long as you've got Giannis on your roster, it's never fully closed, and you can rebuild around him and all of that? And so that's the question the Bucks have to answer for themselves. Do they feel like with Giannis on the roster, if they can continue to try to build around him, that they can get past the first round again and they can go win a championship? If they don't feel like, if they need to start from scratch and start rebuilding it again, then at that point, you know, maybe you do decide that you want to trade him or move on from him. And I don't exactly know what their thought process is. I don't, you know, if their appetite for, they could get a haul in return for him for sure, if they were to move him and shop him around. But they've got to make that decision if they feel like their window is fully closed or if they've got another opportunity with him on the roster.
I think that it can be two different things. If Milwaukee still wants to try to win with him, though, I think you can have an honest conversation. I don't think it has to be the player demanding out, right? They brought in Dame. Like, they're obviously clearly still trying to win. And so then you get into the situation like you have with LeBron and the Lakers, and we'll talk about them probably in the next segment. But, like, you get into that situation where it's like, well, LeBron has all this say over the roster. And I'm like, yeah, he probably does. It's basketball, man. Like, I get it. Like, there's five starters. You're trying to win. I have less of a problem with LeBron and the front office relationship being tight and him, like, helping build a roster than I do if he didn't like what happened this year. And he'd be like, you know what? I'm out. Right. And he's a bad example because he's been playing for 22 years. But I think you know what I mean. Like, I have less of a problem with players being involved in the conversations about what players to bring in than I do just saying, nope, not going to happen here. I got to leave now. Like, I want out. I'm out. I mean, and it's not that way for every player. There are only a handful that this, you know, that I think fit into this. And Giannis is one of them, though. And if I'm Giannis, I want to win as much as I can in Milwaukee right now. Like, if it's free agency, if it's something else, that's a different story. But I want to win as much in Milwaukee as I can right now because it adds to the legacy. A part of Kobe and Jordan's legacy, Tommy, is they did it where they were, right? They didn't, they went out and, like, they were the centerpiece and people came to them and all of that stuff. I think it adds to their legacy. Yes, Shaq came in to help Kobe, but he also got one with Powell. Yes, Michael Jordan's second three were boosted by an all-time great roster, but his first three weren't, right? So, you know, those things add and take away from a legacy. Kevin Durant never got one in Oklahoma City, and Giannis has his in Milwaukee, so it's a little bit different. I just don't want to see star players leave these great fan bases and great organizations like that. Like, stick around, wait it out, at least wait out your contract.
Yeah, I think that, again, like, the offseason for the NBA is always filled with drama. It's a soap opera. That's the way that it always is. And whether you're talking about what the Bucks and Giannis are going to do, whether you're talking about you know, is J.J. Redick in over his head as the coach of the Lakers, and what's going to happen long term with LeBron, and, you know, all of that. Like, there are so many storylines as we're going to be entering into the offseason once the playoffs and the finals are done. I mean, it's starting now with the teams that have already been eliminated and what's going to happen with them. It's part of what makes the NBA so intriguing, is that it's filled with so much drama all the time.
Yeah, it's less intriguing to me. I mean, it's fine. I don't get into all that stuff. Maybe that's why I've slowly over time sort of migrated away from the NBA. I think about this a lot. Like, why has that happened? I used to be such an NBA fan. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I think this is probably one of them. You know, players are this thing. And I know that makes me sound like old man on a rocking chair, but like, play for your team, play every night. Like, all of that, you know, the load management, it all kind of is just like, meh. Like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't do it. And the other thing, like, games are long. Like, college, I'm in and out of a college basketball game in 2 hours, man. Like, I'm in, I'm out, I'm good. I think there's a lot of reasons. I would be far more interested to watch Giannis try and will one out with the Bucks than if he went and joined the Lakers with Luka and LeBron. I'm like, you know what? Like, come on. I don't know. The Lakers don't have anything to trade. Lakers have their own issues, maybe. The coach is a lightning rod a little bit. Some of the things he said, we'll come back. We'll talk about this. J.J. Redick's kind of agreeing with the Mavericks, I think, here a little bit, which is interesting. It's an interesting development in the whole Luka Laker drama. We'll have that. We'll have Jalen Thompson next hour take us inside the Royals' rise as we get into the second month of the season. That's all coming for you. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.